You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Rock Through the Ages with Kelly.
And Ashley.
It's Monday again.
Here we are.
Stressed, depressed, and poorly dressed.
Kelly's catchphrase.
That's my catchphrase for this semester.
For life in general.
Yeah.
Whoever actually listens, we're
going to
bring you some good tunes and we're
going to
make your day better.
Yeah, this week I decided to go back to the roots of Rock Through the Ages from my side. The older stuff. I've been playing newer stuff lately and now I'm like, going back.
Got a bit of a mixture.
As usual, yeah.
It's always back and forth. I don't even know what's going on. It's just fun. It's all good.
All right, well, as usual, I'm going to start it off for the night. I don't think I've ever played this on air, but I'm surprised that I didn't. It's Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Okay.
Thank you. was a nice calm one. Kind of. Kind of.
All right. So what we have up next is a little bit of a different vibe. So as you people know, if you actually listen, I really like the Pretty Reckless, and they actually just dropped a new record, which is really awesome. It's called Who You Selling For. It came out literally like 3 days ago.
21st?
Yeah, yes. Saw that. Got super hype about it. So I'm going to start with one of their new songs, and then I'm going to end with one of their new songs, and it's two of my favorite ones.
So clever.
The first song I'm going to play by them is Already Dead. Really awesome. Got their influence up from Soundgarden, so it's kind of, not this specific song, but the whole album has like a Soundgarden vibe, which is cool. So yeah, really? Hope you like it.
In the doldrums of my life, I was nice to the people that I meet. But inside there was hate. Can you relate to the feelings that I preach? If you're sure.
I love that.
Isn't it so good? Like, every album they release just gets more quality as it comes along. It's so great.
Just look where she started.
I know.
The Grinch. Young, little young gal. Cindy Lou. Ugh, in love. Those of you who don't know, Taylor Momsen.
We repeat this every time.
Well, you never know. New listeners every week, we hope.
Of course.
For those of you who don't know, Taylor Momsen, the lead singer of The Pretty Reckless, started out as Cindy Lou Who from Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Let's not forget.
And now she's that. We're going to repeat that every time. Now she's remember.
Pop punk like Ashley.
She's not punk. Stop saying that.
I just say it because Ashley hates pop punk.
Pop punk is dead.
All right. I'm going to kick it up a little bit with Skid Row. But it's Youth Gone Wild.
Ooh.
So, you know, go wild, my friend. Abrupt.
That's okay. Can't really do nothing about that.
It's okay. But, most 80s, 90s rocks have very abrupt endings. Fun fact. No, none of them fade. Except, like, a few exceptions.
A selection.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I enjoy that song.
Me too.
It's very upbeat.
Ups the energy.
Love that.
Mama knows I need that.
This is a pretty lighthearted song as well. It's by Closure in Moscow. I just recently found this band, and I really like the song. Pretty catchy. Like it. I've been listening
pretty
to it
pretty catchy.
You know. all right. It's called Seeds of Gold.
A liar of the sharpest tongue. We can't be something we're not. I met with the winged things, babe. I'll be safer out here by picking up the pace, covering ground. Something is looming wicked in these clouds and calling me back. Where will I run when all these winged things circle over my head? When you're young in the wild, living in denial, you'll never survive. But once you
I actually really like that one.
That one pumps me up. Listen to that in the morning, and I'm just like, yeah, man, ready for the day.
Listen to that in the morning.
Ready for the day, guys. I don't know which one to do.
That's funny that you mentioned that. I now have a single in my room. Like, I live in a single now.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you were dropping a single. I was like, I'm
dropping a mixtape.
Kelly's coming in with the mixtape. I don't know.
With the beatdowns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
But I'm telling you.
I'm not there yet.
One of the greatest little things that I have taken for granted is listening to music in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's a necessity.
Especially when you wake up at 8 a.m. and you have somebody who wants to sleep in. It's not a good time. You can't do anything. You have to be silent. Literally took me an extra, like, 15 minutes or so just to try to be quiet. Like, slowly close things. And now I can just jam to whatever I want.
That's how it's gonna be. That's
what I know, you're right? Alrighty. I believe it is that time.
Yeah.
AKA PSA time.
All right. Shelter pets. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters. However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years. And encouraging statistics show the enthusiasm. What is that word?
Enthusiasm?
Nope. I'm just going to skip it. Of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. Dude, I've never heard of that word. Let me just...
It's euthanasia.
All right. Well, I can't pronounce things. Clearly, I'm incompetent. So, continuing. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of shelter pets. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
.org.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Good job, my friend. We gave up on the accents because that was not flying. But you're getting better.
Yeah, I all of a sudden couldn't do a country accent. And I was like, what?
Or a Russian accent or any other accent I throw at you.
Do I look like I can do a Russian accent, Kelly? Please.
Most people who can do fake Russian accents can't or don't look like Russian. So
I am Russian and I still can't do it.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Should know these things.
You know, that's pretty sad.
This is the thing. You're my co-host. Like, you have to know these little know details your about heritage. Me, or you're just fake. You're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud.
Okay. Simmer down. Let's continue.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be Ashley for Halloween. That's how close we are.
Can you please?
Like, I'm going to buy a blonde wig. I'm going to wear ripped up fishnet stockings. I'm gonna wear cloggy boots. I'm gonna wear a choker.
All black.
Black lipstick. I'm gonna wear dark, really dark eyebrow makeup. I'm getting a fake nose ring. I am going ham on this, and everybody's gonna know who I am.
That's how it's gotta be.
Check Facebook. It's going up. Halloween weekend.
Kelly Tarzan.
Or Ashley Carey.
No.
2.0. Alrighty, back to the music, my friend.
Indeed.
Let's see. One of my fave bands, Motley Crue. I don't think I've ever played this song from them, but I should have.
No, you have not.
It's Wild Side. So,
actually, never heard of this one. So,
get wild.
Woo! Monday night. Woo! Okay.
Down, you see us, toss
like that one. I've actually never heard that before.
Well, not a lot of people have. Fun fact, the I guess the breakout song of Motley Crue was actually Dr. Feelgood. That was their first big album that made them famous. I just realized that my voice sounds horrible because I've been sick for ages and everybody on campus is sick. But anyway, yeah, that was their album.
Oh.
And it gets better from there. Alrighty.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Alright, up next is a band that I actually discovered by randomly picking their record or their CD up in a record store because it looked trippy. I don't know. I thought it looked cool. So I just picked it up and bought it. It was $2. It was great. But they're The Vines. This is off their most recent album, Wicked Nature, which is awesome. And yeah, we're gonna sorry, Kelly made me laugh.
this was my face.
We're gonna listen to Psychomatic.
That was fast.
Sorry.
It's okay. It wasn't paying attention. I was Snapchatting. Everybody who follows me, I just blew up your snaps for WJRH.
Same. Basically, what we do behind the scenes is Kelly sits here and watches me, and I just dance like a fool around the room and, wreak havoc on
the studio.
That's just okay. Kidding. We take good care of this, Gian.
Of course we do. Oh, my God. What? I just got a text from Debs. My mom. First of all, she says she loves Pretty Reckless.
I converted her.
You did. My mother would like to make a request.
What's that?
And, yes, Debs, I will totally do that. Let me just look this up here. It is, wow, good job, Mom. Okay, it is Man in the Box by Alice in Chains.
Wow.
We're getting you in the booth, Debs. And one Monday night, you're coming up. But here it is for you, Mom. Love you.
Oh,
Bam. Oh my God, Mom. I love you very much. I do.
You just have good taste in music, Deb.
Where do you think I get it from?
Alright, we gotta do a PSA. So, gotta make a plan. Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running, should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Aww.
Just a little PSA.
Little PSA. Okay. I think it's your turn now.
'Tis true. Up next, we have another of my favorite bands, Muse.
Ooh.
I've definitely played this on the show. Probably like first semester last year when I wasn't even with Kelly, so
I'm pretty sure you've played it with me.
Well, I did play it a lot last year when we were roommates, but yeah,
that's true.
So yeah, song's Defector, one of my faves. Hope you like it.
Yeah. strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be.
Are you?
That's the jam. That's all I have to say about that.
It's a classic of Rock Through the Ages, I think. Yeah. The go-to.
Of course. Like, when I was just like, I need another song. And I was like, oh, I haven't played Muse in so long. But then, of course, I always choose a song. But
I know. I have, like, go-to bands that I just, I need a filler song.
Yeah, I, like, try to, like, actually, like, play different bands. Like, and, like, bands no one's heard of. Which I think we're doing pretty good. Well, I mean, yours is kind of hard. I said shoot.
Oh, okay.
I turned the mic off anyway. Anyway, your turn.
Okay, well, this one is also a request. As usual, Bay listens. Hi, Eddie. But we have another first-time listener. Eddie's friend, Joey. So, hello, Joey. This song comes from Joey, and
this song comes straight from Joey. He made it, produced it, edited it. Yeah, all of that
straight out of the musical womb. All right, well, your wish is my command, sir. This is Voodoo Child, Slight Return by Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joey. Jimi Hendrix is always welcome here.
Always.
Love of my life. It's okay. It's all good.
I believe it's Europe, my friend.
Yes, I am. Of course I am.
Of course you are.
All right. This band's pretty cool. They're called Polyphia.
They're kind of cool, I guess.
They're cool because there's no vocals. It's just instrumental nonsense, and it's amazing. It's really catchy.
It's super catchy, I bet.
Oh, it's so catchy. You have no idea. No, it's like actually really great. The instrumentals are quality. I've seen them live. Also quality. Okay, time for you to listen. James Franco, hit it, Kelly.
That was a good one.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Feel just, good song.
Yeah. They just do a bunch of like really interesting riffs.
And none of their songs have words?
I mean, I'm pretty sure none of them do. I know the songs that I know. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure that none of them do. I think it's just all instrumental. So that's pretty unique. I thought that's cool.
Well, I think this might be my last song of the night. So I'm going to spend it well. Mm-hmm. With Hailstorm.
Of course.
My heart, Hailstorm. Very much. Okay. I don't think I've ever played this song, though. It is Innocence.
outside, running toward the wall, swinging from your blind side, but you don't know. What you wanted? Did I make your dreams come true? You're sitting in a corner, wondering what you got into.
Right, and we have our final song of the night, which is, I said I was ending with my absolutely favorite song off of their new album, The Pretty Reckless, and gotta do this quick, so it's Mad Love. Enjoy.
When
Alrighty. Good one, Ash.
Thank you.
Always good to end with them.
Of course.
But we're running a little late, so you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This concludes Rock Through the Ages for Monday nights. We hope you like this playlist. It's available on WJRH. Anything you want to add?
Just listen next week. Gotta keep listening.
Alrighty, we have another good show coming up after us, so stay tuned, and we will see you guys next week.
Peace out.
Good night.